6:31. It's Wednesday morning with the Musers. Here in about 10 minutes, we're going to visit with Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones about his team season coming to an end. And then at 6:55, something I read over the Christmas break that was devastating. But right now, it's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by A Number One Air.
This is going to be a huge O-Deck because we are waiting right now. We're about to go to a press conference that's going to occur live. And before we get to that, I do want to make one comment on Junior Miller's taunting of the homeless that he shared with us earlier this morning. When you said that you routinely run into a homeless woman and offer her food that she declines, and you've never offered her your back house, which you have two homes on your property, your sprawling property located in, you got a ranch in downtown Dallas, basically.
Yeah, you're exaggerating almost every element of this story.
No, she's a woman.
That is true.
Well, there's one of our P1s, P1 Top Jimmy. He says that his wife offered a homeless guy a chicken burrito in Eugene, Oregon, where he lives and is listening to us right now. And he says the homeless guy declined it because he was a vegetarian.
Really?
Well. Is there anything more Oregon and state of Washington than that?
No.
The homeless person who's a vegetarian and declines your offer. I'm not sure. I'm looking at the screen of the empty podium, and everyone's... Okay, wait, the person is now approaching the podium.
Let's hope this isn't a Bud Dwyer-type press conference.
I'm hoping that this is the... Oh, my gosh. I'm hoping that this is George announcing that he is going to accept my gracious offer of becoming a mall walker this year with me in order for us to both get in shape and to strengthen our friendship. We now go live to the ticket press conference room.
We ready, Rich? Okay. Good morning, and thank you for being here. This morning I will be making a statement, and I will not take questions. Yesterday, on our show, the Morning Musers heard 5:30 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Good resetting.
My friend Gordon Keith came up with the idea for us to become mall walkers, at least for 1 week, at an area mall or maybe several area malls. I think this idea was thrown out to, like a lot of things on the show, make me the center of other people's enjoyment. In other words, making fun of me for, doing something out of character and, a laugh at my expense. Even though that is the case, I will accept this, and next week, at least for 5 days, I will walk the malls or malls with Gordon Keith. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah, Mr. Dunham. Mr. Dunham. It's Gordon Keith. Yeah. Take it. Remember me? Wow, he really didn't take questions.
Hey, you know what, Gordo, though? I think we're going to have George on the program right now, post-press conference, to do our own private interview.
Oh, back in.
Hey, George, I don't know if you were just listening to The Ticket, but...
No, what'd you guys do? I stepped out. I had to go do a press conference.
Yeah, we had you on at a press conference.
Oh, you guys carried that?
Yes.
Yeah.
And
oh,
you announced that you indeed are going to mall walk with me next week.
Yeah, I didn't think you guys had time to work that in on the show.
No, we absolutely did.
No, we got time.
Yes, we absolutely did. This is huge. This is a huge announcement that you have just made on local national radio.
Yes, I did not expect this announcement.
Really?
I thought you were going to turn down the offer.
Well, it seems really important to you guys, so I will do this in the interest of the show. Now, I will say this, and I meant to say this at the press conference. Wait, let me go. I'm going to go do another. I don't think this is going to make a great impact. I don't think we're going to make the Forrest Gump-type impact that you think we're going to make. Junior thinks we're going to wind up on the news.
Yes.
He thinks we're going to have followers walking around.
Of me, too.
That we're going to have walkers with us around the mall or malls. And by the way, I think if we do this, we should go to several different malls.
Okay.
You know, I mean...
I may bail out now. It sounds like it involves driving.
Well, not that much.
I think the funny thing is the same mall
every day?
Because you get to know the same store people, mall security guards.
All right, we can do the same one. I was thinking of the P1s that may not be able to, if we, whatever mall we choose, it may not, you know, be conducive to some P1s, but okay,
we're doing this for your health,
right?
And your friendship. You're not doing it for the P1s.
Obviously.
I do everything for the P1s.
Obviously. I think this is huge. I think we ought to choose the same mall, because that ensures that we will stick to it a little bit more.
Yeah, this is all about routine.
Right. Mm. And we'll choose the closest mall to this location. We'll go North Park. We know our way around that. We'll feed the ducks as we go by there.
I haven't been there that much.
You've never been to North Park?
I've been there, but it's
you're
not the
greatest
not
indoor mall of all time.
And you can do, it's a full square, so
make
you can
jacked.
You can actually do laps.
Yeah, there's something weird about North Park. It's real highfalutin and...
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think I'm going to be packing.
Indeed. So
I'm telling you, this is going to be a big hit.
There's several questions I have.
All right.
First of all, do you own good walking shoes?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're a fool.
Do you own a sweatsuit?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. All right. I have gear that I can wear. Do you? I think that's a better question.
No, I don't.
And,
I mean, I have good shoes. I have running shoes.
It shocked me yesterday. Are you wearing them again today? Gordo wore tennis shoes. Oh, my God, 2 days in a row.
Wow, that is unusual.
I've never seen him in tennis shoes before.
You bet.
Did you get them for Christmas?
No, I went out at the beginning of our Christmas break, which started on, I think, about November 17th. Is when our Christmas break started. I went out and I said, you know, I want to get me a couple good pairs of running shoes, and I'm going to be doing more walking this year.
And see, I figured this. The only reason we're doing this is that I figured Gordo must have started walking.
I didn't really. Oh. But the only reason I threw out the mall walking thing is because it occurred to me at that very moment as something funny to say. But the more I thought about it, this is a good idea. It is funny.
To a lot that goes on,
and it's good for the radio show because it's funny that we're mall walkers. I think the visual is funny, even if you just paint it with words on the radio. I think it's cool that the P1s can come out and see us.
It's good for malls, right?
It's good for malls. It raises awareness for malls.
They're still there.
Which have been struggling here in America.
If you're excited about this, hashtag Musers Mall Walk.
That was a made-up hashtag on the spot. But it's good enough. All right, so we're going to do it. Now, we do need to get matching sweatsuits. I think that's important.
Yes.
We've got to get our costumes.
You need to be like Ben Stiller's two kids in Royal Tenenbaums.
Yeah, they always dress the same.
The same tracksuits
everywhere. Ari and Uzi?
Yeah, sorry, and Uzi.
Yeah, one thought occurred to me that maybe we should buy the other's sweatsuit.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
But then I thought, no way, because what will happen, I get the rug ripped out from me on that one. I'll be nice and get you like a nice, tasteful, you always wear black, so I'd get you like a really cool black Under Armour or something another, and you'd get me a pink light-up unicorn outfit.
Yeah, get matching suits. That's going to be better for the TV cameras.
Yes, our mall-walking uniform. Okay, so do you also have the one-pound hand weights?
I'm not using hand weights. No. Okay, I'll use hand weights. You have to use the shaker.
The shake weight?
The shake weight, yeah.
People don't do that while they're walking.
Sure they do.
They do not. That
You're
doesn't make
about
any
to.
Sense. No, we have the 1 pound hand weights, and we have to do the swish butt walk.
Yeah, I was going to ask you how you're going to walk. Is it going to be real determined and you purposeful? And
yes.
No.
No, I can't
I got a
do
bad
that.
Knee.
You got a bad knee? Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. Let's see, the walking will be good for it.
Yeah, it will. Yeah,
motion.
Totally cycling would be better, but okay.
It's not going to cycle inside the
yeah,
mall.
How about that? I'll ride a bike slowly right by you.
They say motion is lotion. So as long as you're getting out there and moving those joints, it's going to be good for you.
Right. Now, we could bring like a radio flyer wagon and each take turns getting pulled when we get tired. So we'll be like an Iditarod team.
He's trying to trick it up already.
Well, this is great. And thank you, George, for accepting
I'm doing this for you.
Gracious invitation.
This is very exciting.
My better judgment.
So it's going to start Monday morning at North Park. So you're going to get there and start walking probably
10:30, 10:45, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
We get kicked off.
What kind of foods they got over there?
We're not going for the food court.
But see, you'll be done at 11:30, so that's perfect for lunch.
Right.
If you want to have something to refuel.
I think 8 hours around Gordo will be about enough. I'll be ready to head home at that point.
Stupid.
Is there going to be a ceremonial start?
I'm so excited about this.
Hey, I'm going to bring a starter pistol. Is that allowed inside North Park?
Well, you better bring a real one, I think.
Okay.
It's not that bad at North Park.
I've got it under control over there. Come on.
At least while we're in the parking lot.
Very exciting stuff.
Yay! It's not that exciting. It's kind of like Hot Fried Georgie Player of the Game.
We got that right now.
That's not exciting either.
We carried that over the holidays, just so you know.
Good.
Every week, yes.
Make sure Fernando knows the winners, because he's keeping the official list. Yeah, at some point this week, we need to not only award the player of the game for Philadelphia, but the player of the year for the Cowboys season. So maybe that'll come up in Gordo's Corner one day. All right, so if you're excited about this, hashtag Musers Mall Walk. Musers Mall Walk. 6:42 here on The Ticket.